Welcome to the Brett Chappell Show, brought to you this morning by Hometown Hardware and Party Hospital. Here's Biscuit head football coach Brett Chappell and the voice of the Bears, Chad Upton.
Along with head football coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Welcome this morning to the Brett Chappell Show. Obviously, last night, Pisgah, in the first round of the NCAA playoffs, and what we knew was going to be a really difficult bracket. We talked about that all season long. Unable to advance last night, but still a lot of good things that came out of this year. And I know that we're going to have a lot of memories of this team for a long, long time. Coach, I know that you're proud of this team. You're proud of where the program is right now. Just came up a little bit short last night against what was a really, really good team with lots of athletes, especially out at the receivers. And the quarterback play was very solid, I thought, from them too. And you know, again, this is a tough conference, and we probably shouldn't lose the games to see that one of these teams, and perhaps even North Davidson, makes it all the way to a state final. We'll see how that goes.
You know, it was a really good team we played last night. Obviously, you have to kind of tip your hat to those guys. You know, looking back at it on film late last night when we got back and kind of having a chance to reflect back on the season and the teams that we faced, you know, certainly it was, we feel like it was probably the best team we've seen all year, including the Reynolds all the way back to scrimmage. Just felt like they were solid. You know, it's the first time this season, as I go back and look, that, you know, we were beat, you know, in all three phases of the game, you know, from the offensive side to the special teams to the defense as well. And, you know, we weren't far off as far as you look at it on stats and things, but, you know, a really good team. They played well. We had some mistakes in there, and certainly when you play in big games like that and you're having to fight a lot of things, but you can't hurt yourselves and shoot yourself in the foot. And we did a few of those things, but still felt like the kids continued to battle all the way through and, you know, gave us a chance to stay in the game until late. But, you know, again, you know, lost to the better team last night, you know, no doubt about that. Can't hang your head on that one because that was a, you know, fine football team.
Yeah, Timmy, go back, because I want to go back a little bit to the last weekend. Obviously, you and I, you know, had this conversation, you know, on Saturday morning. We felt pretty good about where things were. What did it look like for you guys through the day Saturday as far as getting the information about, you know, who we play and if we had qualified? Were there, you know, did you have conversations with anybody? Or did you just go off the brackets as they're released? How did that look last week?
You know, we just kind of went off the brackets as they started getting released, and they went out preliminary to start with, and you had to go back and check and make sure everybody's records were exactly what they needed to be conference-wise. And you had about an hour to appeal some things if you needed to. So we had to wait probably about an hour after the preliminaries came out before they finalized everything, and you know, got a chance to look at you know, what the brackets, what he showed. We started trading film probably about 6 o'clock on Saturday, so we had some film traded pretty quick. Had a chance to look at North Davidson on film. Got to see their Oak Grove, which that's who they'll play this week as well, so we got to see that. And that was for the conference championship, and then we got to see the game before that with Lexington High School. So, you know, we got the two game films. Obviously, they got the two game films on us from Brevard and Franklin, and, you know, then we went about our regular meetings on Sunday with our coaches, and you know, we met, I think we started about 5 o'clock on Sunday, and we finished up almost around 10 o'clock on Sunday night, and kind of got everything ready for the week, and you know, got everything laid out, and kind of had a business as usual approach once we started practice on Monday.
Yeah, so you know, I would think, you know, you were able to make a few things happen prior to knowing. I guess you just have to finalize them, you know, during the week. But I mean, there's a lot that goes into making a plan to take an entire team, and really, in a lot of ways, an entire school, you know, downstate 3 hours. Were you able to do some of that ahead of time, or did that have to all come last weekend too?
It all came last weekend too. Yeah. You know, we started getting some information on some charters. You know, Rick Brookshire and all of that helped us out there. And of course, the Booster Club got involved. I'm certainly thankful for them as well, you know, being able to put us on charter and letting us go down. Cheerleaders got to go with us. The band was with us last night as well. So it felt like a kind of like a home game. I felt like we had a really good crowd. Really, you know, nice school. I thought the layout was really nice, stadium and all of those things. So, you know, pretty good trip. We caught a little traffic right there in Davie County as you were coming down where the four lane went down to two. But for the most part, we didn't have any hiccups as we came down yesterday.
Yeah, I want to go, you know, to the first half last night. You know, obviously getting things going, they were able to score. You know, we were able to generate a turnover right there. We weren't able to capitalize. They got on the board, but you know, I thought the score and the throw and catch to Caden was as good a throw and catch as you see anywhere, and that really changed things to get things going offensively for us. And then you know, we kind of ran into a bit of a buzzsaw, particularly in that second quarter, where it felt like they were able to extend the drive with a lot of different things. I mean, it felt like we just had a difficult time, you know, getting off the field. But, again, that first quarter, you know, able to tie things up at seven and, you know, moving into the second quarter, you had to feel like that, you know, things were moving in the right direction. But, you know, again, they presented a lot of problems, especially in that second quarter on that one particular drive in my mind that gave them that lead.
Yeah, they did. You know, they converted some there where they had a couple of third and what we call third and longs, third and eight, third and nine, somewhere in there. And, you know, they did a good job. You know, the one thing about the quarterback was the athleticism that he had, you know, to extend plays, or even when he was called upon and he was, you know, making reads on where he was going to pull the ball or give it to the tailback. And, you know, his speed really showed last night. You know, we had some angles on him that we felt like probably when you know, regular season, some of the teams that we play up this way that we probably would have caught him. But he's outstanding athlete, you know, made some good moves and helped extend those drives. Again, felt good even going into halftime. You know, we were 21-7 there at halftime. And, you know, we were hoping to get that stop right there before the half and, you know, keep it within one score. But, you know, you look at the stats this morning, and I talked about the three phases offensively. We had 267 yards of offense. We had 13 first downs, which was a good number. Defensively, we gave up 392 yards. They beat us on yardage. They had 19 first downs. So we weren't that far off, you know, when it came to the first down totals. But special teams, you know, we knew from the beginning, you know, having a chance to look at their kickers, their punter, extra point kicker, and their kickoff guy, that they really had an advantage there. And we felt like our special teams have been solid for us as well. But
yeah,
we felt like we were going to have to maybe steal a possession in there on a special team. And, you know, we ran a fake punt, and we didn't execute it the way that we needed to be successful with it. So, you know, defense had played, you know, well right there on that series and got a stop, and we moved the ball down and got inside the 50 and, you know, tried to fake punt and missed it, know, and gave them the ball right back, and that's when they drove down and scored. And, you know, there was just a couple of things in there that we could have just helped ourselves with. But field position, you know, I felt like because of the way that they kicked it, they would pin us back more. Obviously, on the kickoffs, once they scored, they were making us go 80 yards. I mean, we were starting at the 20-yard line, which we knew that was going to be the case. But, you know, for the most part, I felt good about, you know, where we were at going into halftime. And, you know, I know we were down two scores, but we were going to get the ball to start the second half. And, again, came out, and kids played hard. Had some long drives in there, moved the ball, you know, just wasn't able to put the points on the board that we needed to.
Before we move over to the second half and then speak some about some specifics on our side, tell me about the track last night. I thought that it was a little slick at times. It looked great on the natural surface, but I saw a few times that, you know, footing might have been an issue. What was your perception of the playing condition?
You know, when we got down there last night and got a chance to get on it, it was really thick. Now, it's a Bermuda field, but they had overseeded it with rye, so it was really green and looked really good. But I had talked to a couple of coaches who had played on it, and the one thing they told me, they said it will be slicker than you think once you get out there on it on your cuts. And I think we probably, you know, we saw it happen to us maybe once or twice, but I think we saw it happen to them more so than it did us, you know, as far as the slipping and stuff. But certainly, you know, great-looking field, and they well taken care of, you know, just it was one of those things. I probably was glad that it wasn't damp or wet. I think it might have been even slicker than what it was. But, again, you know, really good surface to play on.
You know, when we go back and we talk about that second half and some of the athletic play that they had and our preparation, you and I were talking about this just a little bit earlier. But, you know, go back and talk about what you do over the course of the week in terms of trying to find ways to duplicate, you know, what you'll see, you know, against a team like this. It's got those athletes at quarterback. It's got those athletes that are split wide at the receivers. You got to duplicate that for your defense to, you know, to prepare. And you guys, you know, did a few things probably a little bit differently this week in trying to do that, right?
We did. You know, the one thing about our staff is we try to prep our kids the best we can, you know, as far as giving them the look. Obviously, the scheme that the other team is doing. And I think our staff does a really good job when it comes to that. We spend a lot of time on trying to find the right personnel to stick in there to give our defense or our offense the look that we need. And, you know, we even put Dez back at quarterback, Rodriguez, some, not so much to throw it, but just to run around and to make our guys have to chase and contain. And I know Coach Rogers and his staff did some pursuit drill type things. And I mean, scramble drills, you know, we did some of those things. We knew how important it was going to be able to, I'm going to use the word corral, to try to corral, you know, that quarterback and not let him get out in the open. But, you know, you can only do so much in preparing. And then once you get out there, you hopeful that you've got your kids in the right places. And, you know, it's hard as a defensive lineman, especially, not to get too far upfield. And then you get in that chase mode, you know, and have to try to chase him down. And, you know, you're trying not to lose coverage on the back end. I mean, you've got to hang tight with the coverage, too, and you can't come off too soon. And, you know, we saw that. You go back to the Hendersonville game. You know, we saw that with their quarterback being able to extend the plays a little bit. But this guy, he was a runner, too, and presented a lot of problems. And, you know, certainly he's a big reason why they're successful.
When we go back and look at, you know, what you want to take advantage of, and you talk about, you know, the things that we do well, going into last night, was there a place or two that you thought that we could present matchup problems for them?
You know, as we look at it, we felt like we could play pretty good with them in between the tackles.
Yeah.
And I think if you go back and look at it, I think you will see that we held our own in between the tackles. We had issues once they got outside the tackles, you know, as far as us on defense and being able to tackle them out in open field. And offensively, I think we had a little bit more success when we were running wide than I thought we were going to. I thought our backs did a really good job of, once they made their mind up and they stuck their foot in the ground, I felt like they got north and south. That was one thing that we really stressed this week, too, was, as we were preparing offensively, was, you know, you're going to have a chance to really make one move. And once you make that one move and make that decision, you're going to have to go. You're going to have to get north and south and get as much as you can get. And I thought our running backs, you know, did a pretty good job of that. You know, their linebackers, especially their inside linebacker, I think it's number 42.
Right.
He was really good. You know, big, tall kid, about 6'2", about 215, ran really well. In preparation, we put you know, some people in there to try to mimic him a little bit and try to create some issues for us. But, you know, again, until you get down there and you see him and face him, sometimes it's a little bit different. But, you know, I thought we did a really good job in prepping, and we were able to move the chains. You know, we had a couple of situations where we got behind the chains because of a penalty. But for the most part, I thought we were able to do some good things in there.
Do you think the game was pretty clean as far as the calls were and the officiating games?
You know, anytime you go to a different, you know, association, everybody's going to call differently. You know, I can't sit here and say that it was, you know, in the back of your mind and the flow of the game, I think there were some things that, you know, created some issues for us. I thought the one, that, especially right there at the end, you know, Kane's long touchdown that he had right there in the fourth quarter. You know, I go back and look at that one, and, you know, it was kind of a bang-bang call. I don't know if it was really that much of a hole there, but it was nice to be able to see him, you know, Kane, get out in the open field with those guys and be able to go with them, you know, kind of pull away from them right there at the end. Again, I mean, we'd have had another 80 yards tacked onto that yardage if we wouldn't have had that hole right there in that situation. But, you know, again, thought our kids continued to play hard all the way through like I expected them to, and give us a chance to stay in the ballgame.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Right now is the time to take on that painting project that you've been putting off. Hometown Hardware carries PPG paints, the highest quality paint with superior coverage, adhesion, and durability. Choose PPG paint for your next painting project with a variety of quality paints, wood stains, and much more. Looking for that special color? Hometown Hardware matches any color for both interior and exterior paint. For all your painting needs, Hometown Hardware has you covered. Go paint it with PPG.
We talked about this, creating matchup problems and trying to find ways to take advantage of the things that you do well. Again, Kane had a brilliant night, and you know, obviously I haven't had a chance to, I'm sure none of us have, to go back and, you know, add up the number of yards that he's been accounted for this year, both, you know, on the ground and through the air. But I think by the time we get done, he's going to be, you know, up there in the top of the list of guys that have created offense at Pisgah High School since 1966. He had another terrific night last night, as you mentioned. On a couple of those runs, it was mano a mano, and you know, you had a chance to see if Kane Early could outrun some outstanding athletes, and we saw that he did in fact do that. So another brilliant game. Obviously, it's going to be difficult to replace him going into 2021, but again another brilliant game for him. And saw a lot of good things. I thought particularly out of the offense too that. You certainly got to be proud of that. Again, you know, we were able to do well as we had been able to do well for most of the year.
I thought our passing game has that was one of the question marks we had, early in the season and probably even by midseason. And I thought we continued to progress with that. And, you know, that was all with being able to get Kane comfortable and getting him feeling the flow. And I thought him and Caden, had some really good connections the last few weeks of the season.
Yeah.
Last night was the same thing. We felt like we could take a shot. You know, we knew we needed to get the matchup that we wanted, but we felt like we could take a shot with Caden and give him a chance to go up one-on-one and get a ball. And certainly he did. I mean, Kane made a great throw. Protection was good. We were able to protect Kane and give him time and, threw it up, and Caden was able to go get it. Caden had a couple other catches in there. So did Levi. I thought Levi had a good game for us offensively. He had some good yards rushing last night, too. So, and again, anything that we do really is set up by what we're able to do up front. And I thought there were times where, their defense did a good job in creating some problems for us, whether they were stunting or moving up front. But I thought our guys did a pretty good job of moving them, especially on some of our longer drives. I think we had maybe one or two fourth down conversions, had one that was deep in our territory, and it was getting later in the game, and we just felt like we needed to go for it and thought we got the push that we needed and got the first down, and then we extended it on out. But, again, you look at it, you kind of, like I said earlier in the show, you just kind of got to tip your hat. Better team won last night, and but I was certainly proud of our kids and how we competed.
One thing I didn't mention, because I thought about this last night, you mentioned in terms of protection. Boy, I thought that very often they did a good job on the other side creating protection for their quarterback. And again, we've had a lot of success at getting to the quarterback and ran him around some last night too, don't get me wrong. But, when they needed to try to provide a clean pocket for him to throw through, they were able to do that. I thought that they were pretty good up front on their offensive line last night.
They were. I thought, like what you said, I thought they protected well. I think sometimes they protected too well. It seems like there might have been a hold or two in there as we were watching the game, transpire. But, again, that's part of the game. You deal with those things as you go through it. But, I felt like where we had an advantage or where I felt like we could do good, I think we did. I think when you talk about in between the tackles and in a box, I think that's a place that we've been successful all year as far as being able to stop the run and doing those things. But, faced a really good team that had some really good athletes and got out in an open field, and, they were able to make some plays better than what we were last night.
Because we always talk about this, making adjustments at the halftime. Were there adjustments that were pretty significant at the half last night?
I don't know if it was significant. We tried to get into some different coverages and to try to help us out defensively and, you know, be able to put a few more back on the back end, kind of a nickel look. And we had some personnel we were looking at as well. So I know Coach Rogers and his staff made some adjustments back in there just trying to help us out. And offensively, we needed to get a couple of things corrected because of the front they were giving us. They were giving us a couple of different fronts from down to down. So first down was, you know, they'd give us one front, and then second down it seemed like they brought a lot more pressure and, you know, stunting and more things like that. So we had to just keep our eyes up as linemen and being able to see when that stuff was happening, being able to make those calls up front and being able to adjust and make the best blocks that we could make based off the play we had called. So there were some things that we, you know, we went back in at halftime and tried to help our kids be more successful if we could there in the second half. And again, I thought our kids came back out and played hard. You know, there were some situations I thought we could have done maybe a little bit better, you know, as far as not shooting ourselves in the foot. But again, you know, good ball game all the way through, kind of, I would say, kind of a clean ball game. But, you know, their athleticism showed last night.
You and I have spoken a lot about the what has become the length of this season, which is, you know, months upon months, really without any breaks, number one. Number two, lots of that time not knowing exactly, you know, if and when things might would crank up, though you had to be prepared, you know, for them to happen at any moment. And certainly when you're in the midst of anything, it's difficult to get, you know, your bearing and make comparisons with, you know, sort of the larger environment around you. But we spoke a little bit about this already, but if, again, at this point I were to ask you to mention what it is that you think that you're going to remember most about this particular team in this circumstance, what kinds of things are going to come to your mind?
You know, and, you know, for this particular season, you know, looking at this team, all of the sacrifices and things that were made, I think you see that across the state. I think you see some kids that were, you know, hopeful when we got the green light to go back in June and get started. You know, they were hopeful, or we were all hopeful, that we would get to start, you know, possibly 1st of September. You know, you were watching all the states around us. You know, they were extending, you know, when they were going to start. I know most of the schools tried to start early August and ended up bumping it to, you know, all the way up into mid-August, and then 1st of September, talking about South Carolina and Tennessee and Georgia. And then, you know, all of a sudden we kind of got shut down in September, and they decided to move it to the wintertime, and, yeah, and they ended up moving it all the way up into February. And so we just had so many obstacles. And to be able to keep your kids engaged, you know, and be able to keep them coming in and doing those things. And I think our kids did a good job. I think we had good leadership, you know, on our team, JV's included. I mean, the kids bought in. Even when we didn't have school, these kids were still coming in for workouts, all of those things. And it was the longest, I mean, just like you can imagine, it was the longest preseason, trying to get up to when season actually started on February the 8th. Man alive, it just didn't seem like we were ever going to get there. And then, you know, you were still facing quarantine by teams. You know, in the basketball season, we were seeing it around that, you know, teams were having to quarantine for a couple of weeks. And so you had that in the back of your mind, too, as we were going through. But, man, just the resiliency of our kids and being able to get through it. And, you know, we never had to quarantine. We never had to deal with those things. And, you know, felt like we did the right things. Felt like we took the precautions that we were supposed to keep our team safe and healthy. And it gave us a chance to have a season.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Because there are still more smells and trails to explore, Party specializes in orthopedics. We offer arthroscopy, traditional and minimally invasive surgery, joint replacement, spine care, including robotics and injections, sports medicine, therapies, including physical, occupational, and aquatic, as well as physiatry and rehabilitation. Don't let injury or pain keep you from enjoying the outdoors. Locations in Arden, Asheville, Brevard, Hendersonville, and Waynesville. Find out more at partyhospital.org/orthopedics.
Senior play and you know, what you were able to get out of this particular group. We talked about this last night on the air, John and I, about, you know, there were lots of times in the preseason, at least this time last year, where we don't know if we're going to have a season or not. You've got players that you know, ultimately end up playing in positions that they might not necessarily have anticipated playing, you know, when the season began. And certainly, you know, you guys needing to, you know, put the pieces together as we've gone through time. You know, certainly this group has gone through more adversity than anybody has in previous years, just because of the circumstances for which we've not been able to control. But I know you're proud of this group, and certainly it's going to be difficult to see them go, and the impact that they've made on the program will certainly be lasting then.
Absolutely. You know, certainly proud of these seniors, and had a chance to spend some time with them last night after the game, and our players did. You know, we expressed to our younger kids, make sure you spend a little time with these seniors as we exit off the field, and, you know, coaches too, and families came out. But these seniors have been just outstanding for us all the way through, and I wanted to mention what their record has been for us. As freshmen, they were 9-1. As sophomores, they were 10-0. As juniors, they were 9-3, and then this season they were 6-2. So they were 34 wins and 6 losses in 4 years, which is phenomenal. 4 conference championships. You know, they have certainly helped set that bar high for what we expect with our program. I mentioned there last week that our juniors are sitting here right behind them, you know, with 3 conference championships under their belt as well, and hopefully looking to compete, you know, for another one in the fall, and JV's right back at it again as well. You know, the JV's have won the conference 4 years in a row. I think it's the 5 out of the last 6 years, and the varsity has won, you know, 3 in a row and 4 out of the last 5 years. So,
right.
You know, feel like our program's in a good place. You know, I feel like we've got a solid staff. And that's something that we don't talk about a whole lot, too. You know,
yeah.
Being able to have your staff, a veteran staff that's been together for a while now and knows how to get the kids ready and prepare them and get the most out of them. And, you know, that was the one thing that I look back on that I felt really good about last night on the way back. I feel like we got the most out of our kids, and I think our staff does a really good job of that. And I think the kids played at a high level for us, like what we, you know, asked them to do. So, certainly proud of that effort, but these seniors have been special for us. It's certainly hard to see them go, but I look back and I'm just thankful that we were able to have a season with them, because it was in jeopardy for a long time.
Absolutely.
I just was hopeful that we were not going to lose it. You know, I'm disappointed that we didn't have, you know, an 11-game season. I think we could have gave them more, you know, more wins to their record, but certainly thankful that we got the season that we did.
And again, it takes a whole lot to make everything happen as far as the program, the support that you get, and the support that we get, too, on our end, you know, from the radio side has always been tremendous. And I know that you're, you know, certainly appreciative of that. There's some folks out there that really go out of their way to make things happen.
Absolutely. All of the churches, you know, that have helped us this season. You know, yesterday we had Canton First that fed us, the Chick-fil-A out of Waynesville.
Yeah.
Mr. Robert Connard chipped in, and even last night after the game, we had Curtis and Kim Hyman, who would fix barbecue sandwiches and stuff for
kids,
which was great. I mean, it's just those little things like that add up. Deb Sampson, who helped set up all of this stuff for us as far as our pregame meals. You know, Eric West, who comes in and does our end zone filming for us, again, donating his time and being there with us. But a lot of work goes into it in getting us to that point, and trying to help our program be a little bit different, you know, be a little bit more special, and trying to make sure we take care of the kids the best we can. And, you know, but we ask a lot of our kids too. And I felt like our kids certainly delivered on their side of it for us this year.
Absolutely. Well, again, Coach, it's my honor to be able to continue to be a part of this with you, and I certainly appreciate, you know, the opportunity that it gives me, and I know that John feels the same way, and, you know, from WPTL, it's a big deal to us, and, you know, again, we'll look forward to getting things going again in August. We'll certainly enjoy the break and get a chance to get some rest here as we get into the summer, but we'll crank things up again when we get a little bit closer to August, and again, have a lot to look forward to, I think, going into the year.
I think so. You know, we're going to catch our breath right now, and we're going to sit back and enjoy what these kids have accomplished. Certainly, you know, excited for our seniors at the school. Looks like we're going to get a prom in, so I'm excited for those kids to be able to do that. And, you know, hopefully graduation and graduate in a regular type fashion. But it's going to be here before you know it, and we'll be right back in the thick of things again and getting started and having the next group roll in from the eighth grade and getting those kids together, and here we go again.
Absolutely. We'll certainly look forward to it again. For head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Hope everyone has a great summer, and we'll look forward to seeing everyone again in August. So long,
thanks,
everybody.
Guys.